I'm not sitting here saying you don't pay running backs. I think you just have to find what the sweet spot is. You're paying Josh Allen. You're paying two tackles premium. We're paying a lot of guys on this team. We paid Khalil Shakir. You're paying a lot of guys. So you can't pay everybody. And there's other guys that want to be paid that haven't been paid either. That's sometimes a decision. We've seen, you know, unfortunately, a Tremaine Edmonds have to leave. You name the player, you'd love to keep them all, especially when you draft them like those guys. And like James, you know, we've drafted him, we've developed him, and he's done a great job developing himself. You would love nothing more than to keep him, but I got to make sure it fits under the whole umbrella, not look at each deal in a silo.
Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean joined us about an hour ago. I mean, talked for like 25, almost 30 minutes.
Yep.
So you can find that at our website. You can find that, you know, in the app. It'll be right there posted as an interview, full interview, wide-ranging stuff. A lot on James Cook right out of the gate because that's the news. They don't know if Cook will practice today. How about that? Is he gonna practice today? I don't know. We're going to find out. Cook, of course, missing yesterday's practice on, quote, business.
Yep. Very weird.
Listen,
very weird to do it in the middle of training.
It's definitely unorthodox. Maybe you know, it's a new thing. It is kind of funny that's effective. He didn't just answer it and just saying one word. A guy that doesn't say an awful lot.
Yeah,
what's going on here? Business. All right.
We all know what you mean by that. For the most part,
it would have been great if
he tweeted.
I don't think so. I feel like we would have seen that by now. So
someone would have made reference to it.
I don't know. 803-0550. If you want to throw a phone call our way, happy to have you. 1-888-550-2550. The story from camp. I mean, man, the Curtis Samuel conversation. He's not been a part of camp.
No, and he is not. And like, you don't really have, like, we just went through it with Sal. $400,000 you save, you're going to spend $1 million on a vet minimum or on shavers to replace him. You'll spend more on that guy. It's close enough, but like really the ideal situation, I think, is if you could get him traded and save $7 million doing it that way.
Yep.
But who is taking or wanting a injured Curtis Samuel right now,
a team
with a contract that gives him,
I guess,
know,
it's
money.
It's a team with cap space that you give them.
It's a cap dump.
You give them a fifth and take back Samuel in a fifth for a seventh the following year.
You're buying the $7 million of cap space.
Yeah, pretty much. And then like, okay, who replaces him? Who gets that job? Is it Jalen Virgil, Tyrell Shavers? Is it?
Well, at this point, like they kind of might. Is the expectation for Samuel higher than a player like that would be for being fifth on the depth chart?
I think,
like, is there any – I'm not hearing Elijah Moore is tearing up training camp headlines.
He's
and I've watched
too.
Him, and he's had his injury, and he's looked fine to me, but he hasn't jumped off the page when I've been watching.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I was putting a depth chart together right now, wide receiver, Elijah Moore is clearly ahead of Curtis Samuel, isn't he? Just by on the field?
Right, being available, yeah. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Will the Bills make the 7 landing spots for Micah Parsons, according to Eric Edholm?
Yes. I'll predict they do.
Okay, ready?
Although Eric's pretty sharp, he might know that their cap situation is so tough that they can't get it in.
Let's play the game. Micah Parsons landing spots.
Baltimore's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City's on the list. Are the Eagles on the list? No, right?
I'm going to scroll down.
Nobody could possibly think the Cowboys would trade him to
team number
to
one, Buffalo Bills.
Team number one,
first team.
That's funny.
It might be alphabetical. He does say, sure, there are roadblocks everywhere. They don't have the cap space to make this offer.
And that's what Brandon even said, that right? Like that the biggest problem we probably have is our cap situation.
Yeah,
because they are tight and they've had an off season here. So that makes sense. Who else on the list? The Eagles.
The Patriots,
I think, have cap space still.
It's Bills, Panthers, Washington. Bears, Browns,
okay.
Raiders, Bucks, Commanders.
Well, that is not a list of Super Bowl contenders like I was expecting.
There's like 2.5 in there.
The Browns.
If you'll grant me the Bucks as like half.
I mean, yeah.
Bills, Commanders, and Bucks, 2.5.
How many of those teams can win the Super Bowl? Two?
And a half.
Two and a half?
Yeah.
You can't have a half.
The Bucks can half win the Super Bowl.
What does that mean? That means they can make the Super Bowl?
I mean, they got.
So you think they can make the Super Bowl?
I'm saying if they got Micah Parsons on that defense, their offense should be great. And well, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not prepared to answer if the Bucks are a Super Bowl team.
Can you see Baker Mayfield winning the Super Bowl?
I would love to on some level see that.
I mean, I love him. I love Mayfield, and I would love to see it, but I can't see it. He's that middle tier quarterback that to me is like they're good, but like Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is a good player. He's not winning a Super Bowl in his entire career.
Why does Parsons seem to me less likely than every one of the other ones we talked about? Whether that was Hendrickson, Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, like this season. This offseason came in.
T.J.
Watt. Like, every one of those, I was like, well, you know, especially with Garrett, I thought that was possible, and Crosby.
Yep.
And nobody moved. Parsons is, of course, disgruntled, and justifiably so. And I can't even bring myself to, what's he offer? James Cook, A.J. Epinesa, three firsts. Like, I can't even, you know, make fun of that offer. It just, to me, Parsons seems like he's not getting moved.
It's such a big move that it's – you know, I mostly agree with you.
It is the age.
Teams do not let players like that at that age go.
Like, that's what it is.
And they're still trying to win. Garrett was a little different in that, okay, the Browns are rebuilding and he's – how old is Garrett, 30?
Hendrickson is 30.
Hendrickson's
Garrett
30.
Is 29.
T.J. Watt was 31,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like all those
Max
guys.
Max Crosby is 27. Yeah. So yeah,
those are their second big contracts.
Yeah,
this is the first big contract for a guy who's 26 on a team that's competitive.
And he's
that guy usually doesn't get moved.
And he's dominant. He's freakishly good. Like it's really hard.
But if he hates the owner,
right?
Then that could make that different than the other situations.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like. I tend to think he's less likely to get moved than all of those guys because of the age and because this is how the Cowboys usually do business. But I have a bet with Nate even that like all these guys will get signed. They're going to have drama about all of them, but they'll eventually get signed. Although, to be fair, I don't think Prescott and CeeDee Lamb ever graduated to demanding a trade and writing a two-screenshot letter to the team on why he's done. Maybe you should listen to his podcast when it comes out next. Maybe he'll give us something there. So I could be wrong, but I think he's less likely to move than I thought Garrett was and Hendrickson is.
Yeah.
Like right now, who's more likely, Hendrickson or Parsons? I'd say Hendrickson.
Hendrickson is also closer to freedom in finger quotes here because that's another part of this.
Because of what? Because of his
actual contract and his age. Like, the franchise tag for Hendrickson would be the kind of money that the Bengals probably don't want to pay.
I see.
And
the Cowboys would do it for
– Yeah, the Cowboys –
They have done it.
Yeah, the Cowboys have dabbled in the franchise tag again and again and again.
Yeah.
The Bengals just did with T. Higgins. But still, like,
right.
if they don't want to pay Hendrickson $27 million, they probably don't want to pay him $27. This gets back to Cook, too. As much as the Bills do have some leverage with Cook on the franchise tag, they're not going to – they will not have him play on a franchise tag. The franchise tag, if it gets there with James Cook, is a placeholder to keep negotiations open. My guess is they don't even tender it because then he could sign it.
But then you give him a lot of leverage. If he knows you don't want me on your books for this number.
Right.
And you got to carry him on that number while you do this.
Right.
Guess what? I'm not talking to you now. The Bills are going to go, maybe we should give him what he wants because we're not going to want him to play in the franchise
tag.
Right.
We don't want a $15 million cap hit on the back. So, yeah, I feel like the franchise tag, much like in the case of Shakir and Bernard, I do not consider it possible. With Rousseau and Benford, I thought it could be possible, and, of course, they avoided it on, well, all of them to this point. 803-0550, that's our phone number. We are live from St. John Fisher, Jeremy and Joe. Happy August 4th preseason. Happy August 4th. I'm just wishing you a happy August 4th. That's how I roll.
I was going to say, is today a special day? Is today an anniversary of something?
Special to me.
What could today be an anniversary?
Everybody knows what August 4th is. It's National
preseason.
Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
I mean, one of these days is going to be the anniversary of like when Matt Sims threw a ball backwards.
That's right. We are getting to that.
Like we'll start getting into to that territory. The Matt Leinart game.
Yep. 803-0550. Give us a ring if you'd like to. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.